In an exclusive interview, Amar Amona, the chief mediator for the SPLM North, said the Sudan talks became deadlocked last year when the parties could not reach agreement on whether or not to separate religion from the state.
Since August 2020, it was the session of 20th of August when we walked out. Since then, we have not had a formal, session of negotiation.
Amon, who also doubles as the Secretary General of the SPLM North, says Khartoum pulled out of the talks because it wanted time to consult over the rebel group's demand to establish a secular state. Sudan is currently a theocratic state. Sudanese Prime Minister Mohamed Hamdok and General Abdelaziz Al-Hilu tried to jumpstart the talks last September in Addis Ababa, but little progress has been achieved. Amon says since then, South Sudanese mediators have informed his group that consultations over the issue of religion and state are underway with the hope of resuming the talks soon. Amon says the parties made progress on other issues since the talks began in late December 2019.
In broad categories, we agreed in as principles how wealth should be shared and also the division of the country into states instead of, regions instead of states, and also the devolution of powers. We have agreed to either decentralization or federal system.
The parties also agreed to develop a permanent constitution for Sudan and agreed that the Sudanese government would endorse key international human rights covenants, including one on women's and child rights. Al-Hilu's SPLM North faction was not part of the Sudan peace deal signed last year in Juba between the Sudan government and the Sudan Revolutionary Front, or SRF, a coalition of at least 9 rebel groups, including opposition parties. Amon says that agreement did not address the key issue of whether to make Sudan a secular state. For the SPLM North, that issue is non-negotiable, according to Amon. He says if the government refuses to turn Sudan into a secular state, the party will opt for self-determination.
We will never back down from it, because we will never be under Sharia law, whatever happens. So this is our position, no matter what government proposes. And we are waiting for the government of Sudan to respond. We will never be ruled by Sharia anymore, because we have been victims of the Sharia throughout 37 years of war.
War broke out between Khartoum and the SPLM North in 2011 after South Sudan gained its independence and former Sudan President Omar el-Bashir tried to disarm rebel forces. The military ousted Bashir following the Sudanese revolution. Amon claims the SPLM North controls 80% of southern Kordofan and a considerable section of the Blue Nile region, an area bigger than Rwanda and Burundi put together. Ramadan Goch, a member of the South Sudanese team mediating the talks, confirms efforts are underway to bring the parties back to the negotiating table.
We are still working for it to resume. So there is some discussions between the government and mediation and those of SPLM North. When finalized, we will let you know.
8 years of talks and 22 rounds of African Union-led mediation during Bashir's regime failed to resolve the conflict before South Sudan took over as mediators of the talks in Juba. Amon says he hopes the two parties will reach an agreement, and he notes there are some bilateral engagements between the leadership of the Sudanese government and that of the SPLM North. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.